poverty surging at Kimball High School. A decade and a half ago, 57% of the families were economically disadvantaged. Today, it's 83%. In the latest installment of our American Graduate Series, Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools, we look at one way Kimball is battling those numbers and turning around a dismal academic record.
Good morning, you guys.
We're in Dolores White's hospitality class. She's not just teaching juniors today. She runs Kimball's four-year Academy of Hospitality and Tourism.
We've been here for 10 years, but we didn't actually start thriving until, let's say, 4 years ago.
White's not shy. That's when she took over. Under her direction, the programs earned distinguished status from the National Academy Foundation. She says the program helped restore pride in Kimball. That's after the state ranked the school academically unacceptable for 5 out of 6 years.
We were academically underperforming, and because of this academy, we raised the bar.
The foundation, in 36 states, partners with schools in high-need communities and demands tough academic and professional standards. As Kimball's been challenged by a growing number of charter schools, White is confident about her program.
Charters might be the I might consider them as being the competition. Not great competition, though. Not really great competition.
Students aren't shy either.
This academy has given us just a big advantage over everybody else.
Shay Johnson's a senior in Kimball's Hospitality Academy.
I feel like there's no job that I can't go out and get myself. I've been taught how to speak in an interview. My resume looks good. And they've taught me so much about creating my own business, how to work well with others in other people's business.
White is all about preparing students for college and business because for many kids, it's a way up and out. While they won't all end up working for a hotel or travel business, the lessons will stick, especially from internships the program requires. Tia Crow, a Kimball senior, was a paid intern at the Hotel Association of North Texas and says it was a very big deal.
Because we was treated not only as students, but as an adult, as a co-worker at their job. So it was a good experience. I liked it.
Francisco Gomez, a 17-year-old junior, is looking forward to applying for an internship.
To get a real-world experience on how a job should be and how it could be is definitely a great opportunity that they offer.
First, he needs a suit.
Okay, arms up. Mm-hmm. Let him down and just relax.
He's being measured at Workforce Solutions of Greater Dallas near Kimball. The job training center has racks and racks of business suits. That's one reason Dolores White brought 40 guys from the academy today.
Most of our young men don't have proper attire for interviewing. We insist that they dress professional regardless of the type of job that they're going for.
These clothes today are free. And that suits Francisco.
A lot of us maybe don't have exactly the finances for a suit.
Neither do most kids from Kimball. More than 80% of the student body qualifies as economically disadvantaged. This is the first time Francisco's ever been fitted for a suit. There's another first he's dreaming of.
I would definitely love to be the first in my family to go to college.
Francisco's parents, from Mexico, got as far as high school.
I kind of consider that lots and lots. It's always ran through my mind that they did this for us. Well, for me and my other younger siblings. So might as well just make them proud. And, you know, kind of it's like an investment, if you would say. I want them to make sure that that was a good investment.
That's how Francisco sees Kimball's academy. White says 3/4 of last year's academy graduates got into college. That's compared to about 50% district-wide. 400 students are now enrolled in the hospitality program, more than a quarter of Kimball's kids. The academy is a good calling card for the school. Still, Principal Llewellyn Smith says it's time for more options.
It's competitive out there. We have so many charter schools now, in this area in particular, that are drawing a lot of our kids to those programs. So there has to be something new done.
These days, Smith says additional programs should add interest for students and parents.
This is what's happening with this collegiate academy, Academy of Hospitality and Tourism, whether it be Academy of Law or Academy of Engineering at a school.
That collegiate academy Smith mentioned, it starts next year, and there's already buzz, especially among teachers. Kimball keeps evolving. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.